Let's head across to the US now. The Washington Post journalist Rick May has been good enough to join us to talk about Russia's four-year WADA ban that's been handed down overnight. Rick, good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
We're going really well, thank you, sir. For our audience, for our listeners, can you explain exactly what's happened, what WADA have found overnight and the outcomes for Russia?
Yeah, it sounds like we've been talking about Russia and doping for several years now, but yeah. What we saw today is the most severe punishment to date. Russia was actually reinstated, their anti-doping agency was reinstated a couple years ago, and part of that reinstatement, they had to turn over some data and information with WADA. Well, it turns out they tampered and manipulated that data, which WADA was none too pleased about. So the executive committee, they met Monday in Switzerland, and they voted unanimously to finally levy a four-year ban. So what that means is Russia cannot appear in the Tokyo Olympics, the Beijing Olympics in 2022. Their athletes can still compete without a formal affiliation with Russia, but the country itself will not be in those games, and also FIFA World Cup and a variety of other world championships and international events.
So we were talking before, Rick, about the opportunity that Russia have to delay it, so they might be able to squeeze Tokyo in and miss Paris. Is that right?
Yeah, well, so what they did today is they basically voted to send them an issue of non-compliance. That triggers the clock. So they have 21 days now to protest to the court and file an appeal. And from there, who knows? It just depends on how long the court actually takes to hear the case. But nothing becomes official, and the four-year ban doesn't start until the court until Russia says we're not going to challenge it, or the court says, hey, this is final. So if for some reason that court proceeding goes into next summer, then, yeah, you can see a scenario where the clock doesn't start ticking for even longer. But I have a hard time thinking it's going to last quite that long.
Did they put up any level of defense in this? Was it a hearing such where they could state their case and plead their innocence to a degree, or was it just a straight-out assessment from the integrity committee?
Yeah, their defense is going to be interesting because they've actually been a little bit open. Their new head of RUSADA is named Yuri Ganis, and he was expecting this and has said they need some change. I think that what he told reporters today is that these old-school approaches have to be replaced, and then Russia competitively has to start taking a different approach. So on one hand, some of their officials are kind of being a little bit more open and honest about things. On the other hand, they're still digging their heels in. They're not admitting to everything, and clearly by just looking at this tampering and manipulation of data, they're not being as open with investigators as they can be.
Rick, current athletes, what's the process for them to continue to compete?
Yeah, so it's very similar to what we saw with the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang. If you're an athlete, you've never tested positive, you haven't been implicated in the Russian doping scheme, either the McLaren report or any other news reports, you should have a pretty simple case, and you should be able to say, hey, I'm still should be allowed here. I'm sure just as it was in 2018, we're going to have a lot of athletes, even those that have been implicated in the past, they're going to try to make their case and say, hey, I should be allowed to compete. So by no means today's decision, the final word we've heard on this. I think it's just a huge, huge stepping stone, though. It's going to be a major storyline all the way through the games next summer in Tokyo.
The international flag will get a workout. It looks like with some of the athletes that will be still competing, you imagine. Do you foresee a portion of Russian athletes that won't be competing, if it's Paris or Tokyo, probably more Tokyo, you'd think, that won't be performing?
Well, certainly there's going to be some. I mean, it would be very curious to see how they handle certain, teams. Like in Pyeongchang, we saw the Russian hockey team competing there, but not as a Russian team. They still sang the anthem and still acted like a team. But there's other team sports where it'll just be curious, not just in the Olympics, but what about FIFA World Cup? So can Russia compete in the qualifiers, which maybe are exempt from some of the world anti-doping code, but then not, at the actual World Cup? I think there's a lot of things that need to be ironed out there, but certainly there's going to be a lot of athletes that are barred just because of today's decision, and a lot more they're going to continue fighting probably right up to the opening ceremonies in Tokyo.
Well, there's a lot to digest in all this, and there's plenty more still to come. As you say, the 21-day period has just started for Russia to reply. We look forward to reading all about it in the Washington Post. Rick, appreciate your time.
Anytime.
Good man, Rick Mazur.